but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I arrive, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhorting, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy with the laying on of hands by the council of elders. Put these things into practice, devote yourself to them, so that all may see your progress. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this you will save both yourself and your hearers. The second reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Oh, what a beautiful day to be out in God's creation. My name is Emily. I'm one of the pastors here. If we have not had a chance to meet, I hope we get to meet today. And it's a great day to have name tags on as we're mixing both services. And so hopefully you'll be meeting some new folks today and learning some new names. And what a joy to be able to share this day together. Would you pray with me? Holy and gracious God, we love you. Thank you for the gift of your creation. Thank you that we get to be outside with all the sunshine and the birds and the bugs and everything in between. Lord, we love you. We seek to grow in our faith. Get me out of the way this morning so that your Holy Spirit may just be poured out on every one of us out here at Locust Shade Park today. And may the words of our mouths, the meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, for you are our rock, our refuge, and our Redeemer, and it is in your name that we pray always and today. Amen and amen. So I want to tell a story today, and since we have so many children present with us, I want you to be listening for which of the characters you think is your favorite. All right, and I'm going to ask you at the end. Because once upon a time, there was a king who had four granddaughters that he had raised. And he was getting older. And because he was getting older, he thought he might be getting closer to time for retirement, which looked pretty good to him. So he thought in order to prepare for retirement, he needed to choose one of his four granddaughters to then rule the kingdom. So he said, what I'm going to do is give each of you, my four granddaughters, a gift. And I'll be gone for 2 years. I'm bringing my brother in who just retired. His name's Leo. He's pretty cool. So Leo will come in and rule the kingdom for the next 2 years while I'm out off on this mountain getting my new retirement castle ready. So he went to each of his four granddaughters to give them a gift. So he goes to the first granddaughter. Her name is Angie. She's the oldest. And he comes right up to her, and it's hard to find her usually because she's so tickled about all the dresses and the outfits they get to wear as part of the royal family. So in order to get to her, the king knows that she's in the royal closets. So he has to go through all of the fabrics that are hanging and the dresses and the clothes to find her, and she's over there trying on something new, always something new. And she sees her grandfather coming and holds out her hands to find out what it's going to be. She's so excited. So she holds out her hands and closes her eyes and feels him drop something tiny within them. And then she's even more excited because she thinks it's probably a diamond or a ruby or a sapphire or something she can make into a tiara or a necklace. She's pretty tickled about that. So she opens her eyes and it's a piece of rice, which was not what she was expecting. Nevertheless, she loves her grandfather. She figures he's up to something. She says, thank you. I'll take this gift you gave me, and I'll put it in a vase. I'll try to take good care of it. It will be in a special place. And off the king went to his second oldest granddaughter. Her name was Bobby. And Bobby was a big fan of the wealth that came with being part of the royal family. So to find her, the king had to go into the royal treasury. She was in the royal counting house, counting out the money. And she was keeping stock of all of the stocks that they had, the investments. And she was big into trading and trying to make even more wealth for the kingdom. And the king says, I have a gift to give you. I'll be gone for 2 years, right? And then I want to see what you've done with it. So she held out her hands to receive the gift, and she closed her eyes, and she felt something tiny land in the palm of her hand. And she got excited. She thought, maybe it's gold or some other precious metal that I can trade, and I'll be able to have even more money for us. Except when she opened her eyes, what she saw was a piece of rice, which was not what she wanted. And she was close to the safe deposit boxes, so she said, I'll take this gift you gave me, and I'll put it in a box. I'll try to take good care of it. I'll lock it up with locks. So the king then goes out to find his third oldest granddaughter. Her name was Carla. She was always hard to find. She loved to travel. She loved to go to concerts. She was always up to something fun and something big. She was just a lot of fun to be around. She was always cracking jokes. And he found her that day in the royal kitchen, close to the royal pantry. And she was excited when he came to give her the gift because she couldn't imagine what it would be. And she held out her hands and she closed her eyes and she felt something small land in her hands. And she thought, that's good, right? Because that means maybe it's keys to a new sports car. Maybe it's a key fob, some new technology. She couldn't wait. She opened her eyes and what do you think it was? Rice, a piece of rice, which was not what she wanted. And she thought it was probably pretty worthless. She said, I'll take that gift you gave me and I'll probably throw it out the door. And if you do come back for it, I'll just go and get one more. Because really, Granddad, there's like thousands of them in the pantry. We've got bags and boxes of rice. And then he went to the youngest grandchild. Her name's Diana. Diana was outside. She was often outside. She liked to run around with the dogs and play with them. She was also often in the library. She loved to read. She loved sports. And she was the youngest, though, of all four, right? And her granddad came up. She loved him. She ran over, gave him a big hug, and she held out her hands in order to receive the gift and closed her eyes, and he placed something within them, and she felt something very tiny land between her fingers. And what do you think it was?
Rice!
Rice, exactly. So she looked down and she thought, well, surely he was up to something. I'll take this gift you gave me and I'll hold it in my hand. I'll try to take good care of it. I'll pray to understand. She stuck it in her pocket. Well, 2 years went by and the king was off on that mountain getting things ready for his royal retirement, you know. And while his brother Leo was running the kingdom, things went very well for those 2 years. And the king returns. He wants to find out what his four granddaughters have done with each of their gifts. Well, the oldest one, do you remember her name? Angie. Yeah, it went to the oldest one, Angie. And he has to again go through all of the fabrics because yet again is she trying on some new outfit that she could not wait to model for him. So he goes back to see her, so happy to see her. And Angie sees him coming, knows why he's coming. What did she do with that gift? She's like, the vase. I took that gift you gave me, and I put it in a vase. I tried to take good care of it. It was in a special place. I gave it back to her granddad. Except now it was cracked and dried, and they'd been sitting in that vase for those 2 years. But she gave it back to him. He said, thank you. And went to go find the next one. Do you remember her name? Bobby. Yeah, goes to find Bobby. Well, Bobby is, of course, still in the royal counting house, counting out the money. She sees him coming. She knows, too, exactly what he wants. She gets the keys out of her pocket. I took that gift you gave me, and I put it in a box. I tried to take good care of it. I locked it up with locks. Oh, it looked a little better than the first one did, but not so much. It wasn't really what she wanted. She said, I couldn't figure out what to do with it. You can't trade with rice, she said. I can't trade it on the market. I don't know what to do with it. And she just gave it back to him like it was. So the king then goes in search of his third grandchild. You remember her name? It was Clara. Yeah, he goes to find Clara, and she once more happens to be in the royal kitchens. She'd just come back from some great trip. She was eager to tell him all about it. And she saw him coming, and what had she done with the rice? Oh, no. She ran back to the royal pantry, but before she did, she said, I took that gift you gave me, and I threw it out the door. And since you did come back for it, which you didn't think you were going to do, I'll go and get one more. So she goes back to the royal pantry, goes through, and she thinks, I'll do one better. I won't just get one, I'll get a lot of them. So she gets a handful of rice, and she comes and brings it back and dumps it in his hands. And he said, thank you. And he goes to find the youngest, whose name was Diana. Yeah. So when he goes to find Diane, he can't find her. She's not in the library. She's not playing with the dogs. She's not out back climbing trees or running around at the gym. And so he has to ask the staff for help. Where did Diana go? They said, oh, she's out in the royal rice paddies. He said, we don't have royal rice paddies. And she said, the staff said, you do now. And so they took the king by the hand and they walked him out to royal rice paddies, one after another, as far as the eye could see. And she saw her granddad coming right, Diana did, and she ran toward him, gave him a big hug, and she said, I'm so sorry, I don't have that piece of rice you gave me anymore. Here's the gift you gave me. I took that gift you gave me, and I held it in my hand. I tried to take good care of it. I prayed and think I understand. She said, I took that piece of rice and I started to think that people can eat that, right? And we're starting to have problems with food in the kingdom and enough for everybody to eat. And so I talked to some of the farmers and we learned how you plant rice and how you can make rice paddies and how you can grow it. And so I got more and more rice and we just planted it all. And it's going to feed the kingdom for a long, long time. And the king thought, well, he knew, he figured out which of the grandchildren would be the queen. Who would you pick?
Diana.
Diana, me too. That's what the king did too. Each of us too are given gifts by God. Sometimes it might not be the gift that we wanted. If I had wanted to play professional football, that would not have worked out well for me. Sometimes the gifts that we get, we don't quite know what to do with them yet. Writing it takes time. And sometimes the gifts we get, we think, oh, we wish we'd gotten something different. And yet God gives us gifts that we can use right where we are. We pray about it. We figure it out. In the first scripture passage Gail read for us from 1 Timothy, the writing says, don't neglect the gift that is given to you, the gifts that are in you, no matter what age you are, he writes. Back in those days, the persons who were sent to help lead a faith community were often a lot younger than the folks who were in them. And in that culture, older age was revered, and so it was hard for someone younger to come in and lead a church that was mostly older persons. And so the advice that was given to Timothy and to other young leaders was, don't let anyone look down on you because of your youth. Why? You can set an example no matter what age you are. And how you talk and what you say and how you act and how you use the gifts that God has given to you that make you special. And in the second passage, Jesus says you are salt and light, salt of the earth, light of the world. Jesus says you are, not you will be or you were, but you are right now today, salt and light. And what that does is brings out the best, right? Salt brings out the best in something. Salt also helps to preserve the best of something. And light, back then, you know, they didn't have electricity. And so you lived in a dark house with a lot of people. And it was a small place. And if you put light up high in that room, it would light everything. This is what we're called to do with the gifts that God gives to us. God gives gifts to each of us. We've seen a lot of them today. Gifts of hospitality, our many volunteers who were helping doing umpteen things today, cooking for us and welcoming people and helping with parking and helping us get from point A to point B. And our incredible musicians here who are helping out today. And our incredible staff who always goes above and beyond. Each of us is given gifts that we can use to bless a multitude, to grow the kingdom, the community of faith. Let's put those gifts to use today. Before I wrap up, I want to ask, which of the four daughters was your favorite? How about Angie? How about Bobby? How about Clara? How about Diana? Yeah. I want you to hold out your hands. God places gifts in your hands today as well to use. Gifts that are good for the kingdom. Gifts that show God's love to others, to everybody. Gifts that make it possible for everyone to be able to eat. Gifts that make it possible for everyone's needs to be met, for people to be welcomed as they are. Let's be like Diana. And use the gifts that we have been given and pray, asking God to help us understand how best to do that. God bless you as you use your gifts to grow the kingdom for God. Amen.